The coronavirus update.
So we actually try hard here to find a little bit of good news. We don't want to just be, fearmongers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So here's, I suppose, something to be optimistic about. The second COVID-19 vaccine trial was expected to commence yesterday at Tygerberg Hospital. There are now two sites in the Western Cape, with the other already active at Groote Schuur Hospital. The five sites in Gauteng. South Africa announced in late June that the country would be joining the global community in the search for a COVID-19 vaccine with the University of Oxford and Oxford Jenner Institute.
And then according to Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga, the Basic Education Department anticipates that it will take about 3 years to catch up on parts of the curriculum that wouldn't and couldn't be covered this year due to the impact of COVID-19. She said that while the department trimmed the curriculum for internal grades, the work would still be covered in the grades to which the pupils were going to.
Do you know what's going to happen, eh? Years down the line, people are going to be handing in their CV and people are going to go, but is this that 2020 matric? Mm. Are you a 2020 matric?
Ooh,
no, I got a matric certificate.
For them, man.
I got a distinction. Yeah, but was it the 2020 one?
That's not our fault. That's the world's fault.
See, look at you now. You're going down that Liverpool don't deserve the trophy because it's the 2020 trophy. You see, now what happens. Yeah, yeah.
Is that the point you're trying to make? Mm-hmm. Stay in your lane.
Continue.
Anyway, online travel agency Booking.com says it will cut up to a quarter of staff worldwide, leading to thousands of job losses. The Amsterdam-based Booking site, which employs around 17,500 people around the world, declines to give an exact number of posts that will be slashed, but promises details in the coming weeks and months. And then in Germany, Frankfurt Airport operator Fraport says it plans to shed nearly one-fifth of its workforce, around 22,000 people across the group's companies, after air traffic plummeted in the second quarter. So people are losing jobs, guys.
No, it's hectic.
Their projections
are like saying like 50% of planet Earth will be unemployed by this time next year. It's crazy stuff. This next story, you can either see it as half glass, half full, or half empty, right? So you guys are patrolling on Mklanga and Mkloti Beach over the weekend. You're not alone. It seems that South Africans are not the only ones not obeying lockdown rules. Hundreds of people infected with the virus in Australia's worst hit state, Victoria, have been caught flouting stay-at-home orders, authorities say, prompting tougher fines. Some 800 infected people, or more than 25% of those door-knocked across Victoria, were not at home when authorities conducted recent checks, which State Premier Daniel Andrews calls is completely unacceptable, mate. It's completely, not even utterly, but completely unacceptable.
Fair dinkum.
We're having a look at the Worldometer. Unfortunately, in the last 24 hours, another 213 South Africans lost their lives. The Worldometer shows 18,706,000 infections, 704,000 plus deaths, 11 million, almost 12 million recoveries. South Africa's recovery rate considerably better than the rest of the world. We're sitting at 68, maybe, or closer to 70% recovery. So there is the positivity right there. Unfortunately, 500,000 cases. 363,000 recoveries and 8,884 lives lost since the beginning of the pandemic earlier this year. There's your coronavirus update here on East Coast Radio.
KZN's number one way to wake up. Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.